Welcome back to another episode of The Block
with Kendall
and Elena.
Today we will be sharing with you guys important selfie tips that every selfie taker should know.
Topic 1. Lighting is everything.
That your lighting is a must-have for taking the perfect selfie?
Yeah, I agree. Some places that I've heard that are really good for natural lighting include a front porch with a roof, under an umbrella, in a front of a window, under a bridge or overpass, and in front of a sunset.
Yep, and today to talk about her selfie tips is Jasmine.
Hey guys!
Thanks for making the trip out here.
Yeah, no problem. Anything for you too?
Well, today we brought you on the show to share some of your favorite tips.
Okay, sounds great.
Well, the first question we have for you is, what are your favorite tricks for taking the perfect selfie?
Angles would definitely be one of my favorites because depending on what angle you do, it can totally make your features look different. Lighting can do the same thing and it just really gives you whatever vibe you're going for.
Next, we like to ask you what time of day you would recommend for someone to take a selfie.
I definitely think that when the sun starts to set, it creates a golden hour, as people call it, which I think gives off the perfect light to make your skin glow and golden. It can also make really any selfie look well taken or even sometimes professional.
And just the last question we'd like to ask you is, what are some of your favorite places that you like to take selfies?
Anywhere with a great background and good lighting would look amazing when trying to take the perfect selfie. And for me, this is normally in my bedroom, in front of my window, or even outside when all the trees are behind me, giving the picture an aesthetic background.
Well, that's all we have for you today.
Thanks again for having me.
Yep, see you next time.
Topic 2.
Make sure to take a lot of selfies.
I'm sure our listeners would like to know why it's important to take a lot of selfies. I mean, we're bringing up this topic, and I'm sure they don't even know why. So do you think you can tell us, Elena?
Yeah, it's important that you take a lot of selfies so that you can pick and choose which ones are your all-time favorites.
Yep, and by picking and choosing out of several pictures out of the ones that you will take, it will help give you an idea of what look you're going to go for that picture.
Also, once you know what your look is, you're able to take multiple selfies with that same exact look.
Yep, and don't forget that once you found your look, it will be easier for you and you will be able to catch on faster to what a perfect selfie looks like for you.
By taking multiple selfies, you can find the perfect angle that fits you best.
Do you think there's more than one kind of angle?
Well, I did some research. There are some side angles, there's front angles, and even back angles.
No way.
Oh, yes way.
And I just did a little research. I didn't think we were going to, but I just did in case. And it said that to get the perfect angle, you should try tilting your head in different directions and adjusting your angle a little bit each selfie. This way, you'll just see which angle looks best on you and what fits you best. And it also, maybe for the next selfie that you'll take, it will just be easier for you because you'll already know what angle you look best at.
Oh, and don't forget, you make sure the camera is focused before you take the selfies.
Because if you don't, it's obvious, but if you don't make sure the camera is focused, you'll just have a blurry mess, and all that time you took on taking all those selfies will just go to waste, and, I mean, no one will be happy. So now we'd like to share with you guys some apps and filters that you should use, and we have a little special guest star for you guys today.
Topic 3.
Use the right apps and filters.
Some people need to know that the perfect selfies won't just happen, and you'll most likely need to edit and use several different apps to make them look just right.
So the second guest star of the day is the one and only Lydia.
Yeah, and now we've brought Lydia in here to share some of the apps she uses to make her everyday selfies on point.
So let's give a big round of applause for Lydia.
Thanks for joining us on this very special day.
Yeah, no problem.
As you might have heard, we brought you here today to answer a few simple questions.
Oh, anything for you guys.
Well, let's dive right into the questions.
First off, we'd like to know, what are some of the apps that you use for your selfies?
Okay, to start off, the first app I always use is Visco. This is just an app that I use for most of the filters. And my second app is Huji, which is just to make is a filter app which makes all my pictures look very vintage. And then the other app I use is Snapseed, which is just a Google app, which is really just for touching up the pictures.
Also, what are some ways that you edit your photos to give them different looks?
I edit my photos, it depends on what I'm taking. If I have a good background, then usually I don't edit my photos as much, or if the lighting is really good, I don't edit my photos as much. But if the lighting is really bad, then I will use some different filters, some ones that make me look tanner so I don't look pale, because I don't like that look. And also, I use ones that just kind of maybe have to go over some blemishes on my face, that stuff.
So what skills do you exactly use to take or edit your selfies?
I wouldn't say you need skills. I would say that you just need to know what you like and how you like your pictures taken. I really think it's how you take your picture. If you have good lighting and a good background and everything, I feel like you don't need as much editing. For me, at least. That's just my personal intake. But if you don't have good lighting or a good background, I think that a filter or the exposure, the saturation, or the grain really helps the photo look better than it already does.
And our last and final question for you today is if you use any special effects.
No, I don't. But my app that I use for special effects is Huji, which I said before is just an app that makes the photos look vintage. But one thing I do in my editing is I use the grain, and that just makes the app, the picture look more pixely, but not in a bad way. It looks good.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
It's sad to say that's all we have for you guys today, but we hope you learned something new or interesting.
Hopefully you'll use some of these tips after this podcast. I know I will.
And remember,
I'm Elena.
And I'm Kendall. And together we create The Block. Until next time,
bye!
Just for a little extra enjoyment for you guys today, we decided for the first time to put in some of the bloopers that went on when we were creating this podcast for you guys. So, hope you enjoy. Welcome back to another... No, you came in too late.
Hey, Kendall, why was a selfie arrested?
I don't know.
Because it was free.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back. Sorry. First, we'd like to interview Jasmine.